Have you ever thought about needing a tune-up?
Oh, yeah.
Not for your car,
Right.
but for like your soul.
Okay.
Kind of like, your car needs an MOT to make sure it's all running okay. Well, we're going to be looking at something kind of similar to that today. It's a program called the MOT Experience.
Interesting.
Yeah, and it was developed by a church in Battersea.
Okay.
Here's the really interesting part. It's designed for absolutely everyone.
Oh,
So it doesn't matter if you're deeply religious or if it's been years since you've been to church or you follow like a totally different path
wow.
altogether.
So are you saying that like anyone can benefit from this?
That's what we're going to be looking into today. So we're going to be taking a deep dive into this program to see what we can learn from it,
Okay.
whether or not it's really possible to give your soul a checkup.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fascinating concept, right? Because it takes this everyday thing, most of us have to do at some point, get our car's MOT done, but then it applies that to something like our inner lives, which is so profound. It makes you think that just as our cars benefit from these regular checkups, maybe our souls need that too.
Yeah, for sure. So let's get into the details of this program. What is this MOT experience all about?
Well, they have this really cool framework they use. It's like 5 points, and they actually kind of relate them to a car. So you've got steering, lights, engine, brakes, and bodywork.
Wow. I'm already intrigued. So, when we're talking about steering, what does that even mean in the context of our souls?
Okay, well, just think about like when you're driving, right? The steering wheel is what you use to determine what direction you're going in. So when it comes to our souls, steering represents your sense of purpose. Like, do you feel like you're on the right path? In life, are you moving towards something that you feel is meaningful, or are you just kind of drifting? Because a lot of people get to a certain point where they feel a bit lost, like they've kind of gone off course. And I think this program is designed to help you examine those feelings and to see if it's time for a course correction.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
It really does. And it makes me think about all those times I felt stuck.
Oh,
You
yeah.
know, like in a job or in a relationship where I was just heading in the wrong direction.
I think we've all been there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And let's, I'm kind of curious about this one. So, is this about having like 20/20 vision?
Not in the literal sense,
Oh,
but it is about how you see the world. So your outlook, your perspective on things.
yeah. Right.
Like, do you tend to focus on the good things, or do you get kind of bogged down by all the negative stuff? Because the MOT experience, it encourages you to look at the lens through which you're viewing your own experiences. Because sometimes all you need to do is change your perspective,
Yeah.
and it can make a massive difference.
That's really powerful.
It is.
I don't know if you've heard this saying, change your thoughts and you change your life.
Yeah, I have.
It makes me think of that.
It's very much along those lines. So then we come to the next one, which is engine.
Okay.
And this one's really about what drives you, your motivation.
Right.
So we all have things that fuel us. It could be passion for a project, it could be wanting to make a difference in the world. It could even be something as simple as providing for your family. But sometimes that engine can start to sputter, You lose your spark.
Oh, absolutely. And you just feel like you're running on fumes.
Yeah, exactly.
So, what does this MOT experience recommend for getting that energy back?
Well, it encourages you to think about what really fuels you. What are the values or beliefs that give you that get up and go? Sometimes it's just a case of reconnecting with those core things, but sometimes it might be about identifying those things in your life that are draining your energy and trying to find ways to minimize them.
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes me think about how all of these things are kind of interconnected.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are.
So if your engine isn't running properly, it's going to have a knock-on effect on your steering as well.
For sure.
You're going to start feeling lost and unsure of which direction to go in.
Yeah, that's why I think this holistic approach is so valuable
Right.
because it's about seeing the different parts of yourself as a whole, recognizing how they all impact each other. And actually, that leads us quite nicely onto the next point,
Okay.
which is brakes.
Brakes.
Now, when I think of brakes, I think not only about self-control, but also about setting healthy boundaries.
Oh, that's really interesting. Tell me more about that.
So sometimes we can end up taking on too much.
Yeah.
You overcommit yourself, you say yes to too many things,
Right.
and you just end up feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So the MOT experience, it asks you to examine your boundaries,
Yeah, fun.
Are you saying yes to things that actually you should probably be saying no to? Are you sacrificing your own well-being to please other people? Learning to apply the brakes in those sorts of situations can make such a difference in your life.
Oh, for sure. It's almost as if you need to check your brakes.
Right.
Before you can steer properly in the right direction.
Exactly.
So we've covered steering, lights, engine, and brakes. So that brings us to the final one, which is body work. What is this about?
Well, it's not about getting like a new paint job for your soul or anything, but it is about looking after your well-being, both physically and mentally.
Right.
Because what it's saying is that your mind and body, they're actually connected to your spiritual self as well.
Okay.
So things like, are you getting enough sleep? Are you eating food that nourishes your body? Are you exercising? Are you doing things that bring you joy and help you to de-stress? All of that is so important.
So this whole concept of an MOT experience, it really does make you think.
It does.
It encourages you to take a look at all the different areas of your life.
And the best part is that you can kind of tailor it to what you need. You know, the program has all sorts of ways that you can engage with this stuff. You can do a one-day workshop or a weekend retreat.
Okay.
Or you can even spread it out and do like a series of sessions over time.
Right at the beginning, you mentioned that this program's for people of all faiths and people with no faith at all.
Yeah.
But you also said there are prayer books involved.
Yeah.
So I just wondered, how does that fit in?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So the way it works is the program starts off with universal human reflection. So it's things that we can all relate to. And then the faith element is introduced very subtly.
Right.
And it's done in a way that allows people to make connections between their own personal experiences and spiritual teachings if they want to. But it's not about forcing any particular belief system onto people.
Okay.
It's more about recognizing that there might be a deeper dimension to our lives.
So would you say that it's about providing an entry point for people who want to explore that aspect?
Yeah.
But it's not a requirement.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can take what you find useful and leave the rest.
I think this whole MOT experience is amazing.
Yeah.
It's such a new way of looking at things.
It is.
And it's so accessible.
Yeah. And I think at the end of the day, what it reminds us is that it's so important to take time for introspection.
Yeah.
You know, just like our cars need regular maintenance to keep them running smoothly.
Yeah.
Maybe our souls need a bit of that too.
Yeah, they do. So as we come to the end of this deep dive, I'd like you to think about those five areas we talked about. Steering, lights, engine, brakes, and bodywork. Which one speaks to you the most right now? What part of your life maybe could benefit from a bit of an MOT?
Yeah.
Maybe this is that little nudge you've been needing to check in with yourself.
Yeah.
Look at what needs your attention.
I like that.
And you know, get things running smoothly again.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.